Pádraic Lodge, good morning again.
Good morning, Gavin. This time next week we'll be head high and talk of the drive for five in Gaelic football, but this weekend it's the women taking centre stage in Croke Park with a double header of semi-finals in the TG Cahir All-Ireland Championship down for decision. Mayo versus Galway at 2 o'clock and Dublin against Cork at 3:45. Both games will be live here on RT Radio 1 with Jackie Hurley presenting Sunday Sport from Croke Park. Her panel will include former Cork player Breed Stack, a winner of 11 All-Ireland medals, and Breed joins us now to look ahead. Good morning, Breed.
Hi, Pádraic. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you with us on the programme this morning. Now, the All-Ireland Finals have been played in Croke Park since 1986, but this is the first time the semi-finals are being played there. How significant is this for the sport?
Yeah, it's an absolutely huge move forward, I suppose, from the ladies' football. And, you know, they've been extremely progressive in their thinking in the last few years, securing, you know, I suppose, big sponsorships, big marketing campaigns. So, you know, it doesn't really surprise me that they've gone for the jugular and gone to have the two semi-finals at such a big venue. I suppose it does need a massive attendance. Croke Park is a very big stadium, and I suppose, look, they're hoping to get crowds of in around 10,000, 12,000, you would be hoping to have a lot more turn up on the day. But, you know, it's a very, very big stadium. And it definitely two quality games though that are going to be on display. So you would just hope that people put their money where their mouth is and really get out and support their counties.
That's for sure. I suppose the semi-final attendance can be built up over time. But the champions Cork take on, or the champions Dublin take on Cork in the highest profile fixture of the day. And is there much optimism in Cork that they can knock the Dubs off their perch?
I suppose, look, you have to be optimistic going into a championship semi-final. Both teams have racked up huge margins against oppositions in the championship so far. Both teams have possibly maybe come through relatively untested. Barring the Armagh game maybe for Cork and the Kerry game for Dublin, Cork have been playing absolutely lovely football and, you know, ensuring, I suppose, that they always hit the player in the best position. The Armagh game that I spoke of was maybe one that they went into knowing that they had qualified, but they still definitely won't be happy with a lacklustre performance that day. On the other side of it, Dublin, you know, maybe took about 40 minutes to break down Kerry in the quarter final, but as Dublin do, they kicked on. They were like a different team in the second half and went on to win by 15. There's a real ruthless play in this Dublin team, and you know Sinead Ahern was immense on the day, scoring 2-5. I suppose my one reservation about this Cork team would be that they are conceding. I suppose a lot of goals, and in the last three games they've conceded 10-21, and you definitely can't be doing, giving Dublin, who are just poachers for goals, an opportunity to put you away. So I don't know, like, I suppose I would give, you know, Cork have beaten Dublin twice already this year, be it in the league, but it was probably a big hoodoo for a lot of young girls on this team who hadn't beaten Dublin. So I would give a very, very tentative nod to Cork, but in saying that, Hawkeye is actually going to be in operation as well on Sunday. So you never know, given the fact that these two teams have only ever been separated by the minimum in recent years, it could definitely come into question.
And your prediction then, Breed, on the other semi-final, Galway against Mayo, they produced a drawn Connacht final that was quite good by all accounts, and Galway going on to win the replay. Are you expecting a close game in this one?
Yeah, definitely. Look, I suppose it would be a very, very hard game to call, given how, you know, I suppose Mayo in the last year and a half, you know, how it has gone for Mayo. They've made huge strides, and probably against all odds are now in an All-Ireland semi-final. But there's a real fight about this Mayo team. They've lovely footballers and they're dogged and so tough. And you mentioned there about Connacht final, it was played in absolutely horrendous weather conditions, and it went to a draw. But Galway probably learned a bit more on that day and really kicked on and the second day. Galway would be a team that I had tipped at the start of the year as being one to watch. I think, you know, they have dug out games during this championship which will really stand to them, and they really do have to get over, I suppose, the hoodoo of being a team that is potentially been noted as not performing on the big day. This is their first day of playing in Croke Park since 2005. I think Tim Rabbit, has been a revelation for them and has instilled a real confidence in them. And you know, it's a huge opportunity for them to go a step further. They got to the semi-final last year, so Galway would be probably going in as favourites, but I can assure you it'll definitely be a ding-dong battle between their close neighbours.
OK, that's brilliant, Breed. Thanks very much, Breed Stack. Looking ahead to that semi-final doubleheader in Croke Park on Sunday. Two goals from Shane Lavery helped Linfield earn a shock 3-2 win over Karabekh of Azerbaijan in the first leg of their Europa League playoff at Windsor Park. Also last night, Celtic were 2-0 winners over Swedish side AIK in Glasgow. Rangers drew 0-0 away to Legia Warsaw, and Wolves won 3-2 in Italy against Torino. The FedEx Cup leader Justin Thomas carded a level par round of 70 on the first day of the Tour Championship in Atlanta, and he was joined at the top of the leaderboard by fellow Americans Brooks Koepka and Xander Schauffele. The trio lead the 30-man field by one stroke from Rory McIlroy, who carded five birdies and just one bogey in his round of 66. And McIlroy revealed that Brad Faxon has been helping him with his putting.
I mean, we catch up a lot whenever, you know, we live about 10 minutes apart down in Florida. And he was here doing the Payne Stewart Award thing, and he just came and had a little look at me. There's a couple little things that we've been working on. But my putting this year in general has been really good. I'm on track to have statistically my best putting season that I've ever had. And, you know, Brad's been a big part of that over the last couple of years.
What are you thinking now? You look at the leaderboard and the way it is.
Eastlake's a hard course to get away from anyone. You play well, and, you know, that's what I really like about this course. You get, you know, your position on the leaderboard, you bump up a few spots with a birdie, but you don't actually drop that much with a bogey because it's a demanding golf course. So, you know, anything around 3 or 4 under par for the next 3 days for me, if I can replicate this round of golf 3 more times, you know, I feel like I'll have a good chance.
That's Rory McIlroy. The Ireland show jumping team of Keane O'Connor, Shane Sweeten, Peter Maloney and Derek Kenny is facing an uphill task to secure Olympic qualification at the European Championships in Rotterdam. The team is in 8th place overall, but they're ranked 5th of the teams chasing the 3 Olympic spots. So Ireland probably need 3 clear rounds today and then hope that the teams ahead of them, France and Italy, slip back. The captain's run takes place at Twickenham this morning ahead of tomorrow afternoon's Rugby World Cup warm-up match between England and Ireland. Kick-off is at 3 o'clock. We'll have full live commentary from Michael Corcoran on Saturday Sport. In racing, JP McManus enjoyed a memorable evening at Killarney recording a treble, the highlight of which was the beginner's chase success of Enda Bulger's Move with the Times. There were also wins for That Beats Banagher and Acton Time. Serena Williams will play Maria Sharapova in the first round of the US Open at Flushing Meadows in New York. Novak Djokovic will begin his title defence against Spaniard Roberto Carballo Baena.